Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. This is your boy, Logan. I hope you are all having a good day. Before we get started with today's podcast, I just want to let everybody know that I am going to be starting a YouTube channel for the main podcast. So for those of you that have not been in the loop on Rumble, I currently have a channel called PC Boys Uncensored where I talk about pretty much anything and everything outside of video games and movies. I give my opinions on stuff that's going on in the world, in politics, you know, stupid internet drama, you know, dating in the modern day. Like, I give my opinions, my thoughts on a bunch of different things going on. And I was thinking about, you know, well, what do I do for the main podcast, right? Because obviously doing the audio-only version is not conducive to everybody. Some people like to sit down and watch videos or watch podcast shows. So I said, I am going to make a YouTube channel, and I am going to talk about video games and movies on my YouTube channel. And I obviously will not put Rumble content on YouTube whatsoever. They are completely separate. And I want to keep it that way because although the brand is still PC Boys, you know, the whole video game movies and my nerdy, you know, content is very different from my own personal opinions and giving takes on things that are outside of the entertainment realm. So I like to have those things spaced out and not put together. So I will be putting a YouTube channel together soon where I will make my very first podcast episode. I don't know what we'll talk about, but I just know that, it'll be set up. Sorry, I got a piece of hair in my mouth right now. It's kind of bugging me. But yeah. So, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about Daredevil Born Again and the horrendous script that had essentially been leaked about the show and what was gonna happen, and it's just a clusterfuck. So, for those of you that have been on my podcast for a while, you all know that my second favorite Marvel hero is Daredevil. In the comics, in, you know, the TV show especially, I loved it. I love Daredevil. And Daredevil Born Again being announced was something I was super hyped about and super excited about, but obviously, knowing how Disney doesn't handle, you know, the Disney Plus series well, and Marvel's been on a decline, I had some worry about Daredevil Born Again, and it seems like me and many other people had a justified worry about the series, because it has been confirmed by Deadline that the Daredevil series did not contain much of Daredevil at all, and he didn't even suit up till the very fourth episode. That's a month of content of no Daredevil. So, for those of you that don't understand maybe why this is a bad idea, Daredevil on Netflix was dropped all at once. So you'd get all, what, 13 episodes, right? 13 to 15 episodes, I don't know, something like that, in that range of episodes. But you'd get it all in one day. It would come out, it would drop all the episodes, right? So you can sit down and binge it. So you could go 2-3 episodes without seeing Daredevil. But with how Disney Plus is set up, and you have episodes releasing every week, that's 4 weeks of no superhero action shit. And they essentially wanted to make it a legal drama, but focus mainly on Kingpin running for mayor and Matt Murdock, you know, working for a big law firm and doing that stuff, which I agree that, you know, they need to be doing the lawyer stuff in the show. It's very important to the character. It's stuff that I liked in the original series. However, it was 50-50. 50-50 when it comes to Daredevil and him doing lawyer stuff, right? I would say Daredevil Season 3 probably gave us the most Daredeviling than the first two seasons, I would argue. And as a fan of the Netflix series, this show sounded like a piece of garbage. It sounded like something where I would have been so fucking mad and fuming that I'd be screaming from the rooftops at how much this show pissed me off. That's how bad this show was written. So, yes, I'm very happy at the fact that they did indeed decide to change everything. They went in, they said, yeah, this is not good enough, because obviously the writer strike stuff happened, and, you know, Marvel decided to look over it and said, yes, this isn't good enough, that we need to, you know, redo this whole thing. They fired the writers, and they're essentially canceling and redoing the project, essentially, is what they're doing. They're starting from scratch. And I'd rather have them do this and get it fucking right than give me a Daredevil series with no fucking Daredevil. Like, there's no point. Like, it was bad enough when they already announced that they were cutting Foggy and Karen, and apparently they were gonna be killed off in the very first episode of the series. Like, you literally are taking two characters that I personally enjoy watching from the original three seasons, and you just axe them off. Now, I know some people like Karen more than Foggy, and vice versa. I love both the characters, and I think killing them off would be so stupid. And the fact that they weren't going to bring them back was so stupid. I was like, this is basically a Daredevil show, but without people that made it the show that it was. So, I was very pissed off when I heard about all this news, but I'm also very happy that Marvel is taking this back to the drawing board and fixing it. Because I want Daredevil's return to the MCU to be something that I'm happy about and pleased with. Because let's be very clear with you guys right now. I have to be very clear about this. When it comes to Marvel right now, the only things I care about are the Avenger movies, Spider-Man, Daredevil, and the Blade reboot, if that ever gets fucking finished, because they also had to restart that whole thing too. So, I personally am not very optimistic about what Disney is trying to do. And I'm very worried about the MCU. There are very few characters that I even watch the MCU for. And remember, we're past prime MCU. Back in the day in the MCU, they did small stories for each character. And with their subsequent sequels, they built out the character more and more, made us more related to them, you know, following them on a journey. But nowadays, they literally take the hero part out of superhero. Like, there is nothing of substance in these Disney Plus shows for the most part. I did enjoy Secret Invasion. I know a lot of people dislike Secret Invasion. I hated the ending of Secret Invasion. But personally, the rest of the show, I didn't mind. For me, in my opinion, it was one of the better shows that was written. And I know that that's a controversial take in the, you know, Marvel community. But then again, everybody has their own tastes. I'm not saying my tastes are good. Like, I love Daredevil. A lot of people love Daredevil as well. And obviously, you know, I, you know, like Spider-Man 2 and other movies that people would say are very good movies. And I think everybody has that, you know, one movie or show that, you know, is kind of an odd taste out of everything else. But for me, you know, Marvel has been so bad since Endgame, I genuinely don't even look forward to Marvel projects. I still haven't watched Guardians 3. I just don't care. I don't care about keeping up with Marvel stuff. I think Loki, what, just came out recently? I haven't even watched it. I haven't even touched it. I don't care to watch it. And that's not because I think Loki's a bad show. It's because I just don't have this innate drive to watch a Marvel project on its opening debut. I have no, you know, reason to do that. I am not excited to do it. I don't want to do it. There are very few Marvel projects that has me excited anymore. Matter of fact, lately I've been actually watching more DC stuff than I have Marvel. And I'm not a DC fan. Because I'm like, I'm bored with Marvel. I need my superhero fix. Let's start watching some DC stuff. I went back and watched The Dark Knight, right? I hadn't watched that movie in fucking years. I enjoyed it. It was a very good movie. I don't own the Batman trilogy, but I own that one movie. My ex gave me the movie, actually, among a few others. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was a very solid film. I rewatched The Batman. Great movie. Loved it. Watched Blue Beetle. Great movie as well. Loved that as well. And although there have been a lot of bad DC movies as well, and DC has their own clusterfuck of a situation going on, but DC always has been in a clusterfuck situation. Right now, when it comes to superhero movies in general, I think they're going to start dying down. And I think that other movies and forms of entertainment are going to start dominating because, you know, when you look at movies nowadays and the superhero genre in general, both Marvel and DC are very hit or miss nowadays. Like, back in the day, yeah, DC had been missing a lot with a few occasional hits, like Wonder Woman and Aquaman and stuff like that. But when it comes to fucking Marvel, they were pretty much hitting the nail on the head outside of, like, a few movies like Thor the Dark World, Captain Marvel. You know, there were some movies that were not as good as the others. But you want to know what's fucking sad to me? And this is going to sound crazy. Coming from me? I think Captain Marvel is 10 times better than most stuff we've had in Phase 4 and 5 thus far. That's what's crazy to me. Captain Marvel, in my opinion, is a better movie than most of the shows and movies we've gotten since Endgame. And I consider Captain Marvel to be among one of my lowest liked movies in the MCU, because I thought it was boring as fuck, but at the very least, right, it was kind of cool with the CGI and stuff like that, you know? There were some enjoyable moments within the film. So I'm not saying the movie is complete garbage, I just thought it was a complete boring fucking mess. But compared to Phase 4, Captain Marvel looks like Avengers Endgame. Because Phase 4 has not really given us much to work with. A little bit of WandaVision was very good, I thought the beginning of that show was very strong and died off. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, for me personally, it wasn't my cup of tea. I get it's dealing with Sam and Bucky, two characters that I really like. Everybody knows Captain America the Winter Soldier is my favorite MCU movie out of all of them. Yes, over the Avenger movies. I personally love that movie to death. I could rewatch it 1,000 times. I love Bucky. I love, Sam Wilson. But that show, for me, wasn't that interesting. It wasn't that fun for me. I thought there were some episodes, like, for instance, like when U.S. Agent decapitated one of the Flag Smashers and stuff, I was like, oh, this is fucked up shit, like, you know, they're starting to go into some, you know, darker areas and stuff, but from the beginning to the end, you know, it didn't really pick up enough for me, right? They had some moments where I'm like, oh, this is gonna get big, and then it just kind of dies down again, and then, of course, you know, dealing with, Baron Zemo. They underutilized Zemo. They literally teased him in his, you know, costume and stuff. He wore his Zemo mask one time in that series, and it was so brief, and I was like, that's it? That's all we get of classic, comic-looking Zemo? Like, I was a little bit upset about that, because I thought Zemo would have more of a role than, you know, just kind of saying some things and being smart. I mean, yeah, Zemo being smart's important, but I think, you know, we had a whole movie, Civil War, dedicated to that. And I wanted to see Zemo start to do some physical fighting, some physical stuff. And then, of course, you know, you have Peggy Carter's daughter, ended up being, like, one of the main villains in the series. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. But it's still one of those things where I'm like, okay. I mean, and another thing, too, to criticize about these Marvel shows and the writing of them, they don't feel connected. They really don't. Like, for instance, when you watched an MCU movie back in the day, like, the movie stood apart on its own, but the post-credit scene and a few references within the movies themselves are what connected it to the wider Marvel universe. They didn't focus so heavily on being like, the Avengers, hey, do you remember about the Avengers? Like, it's not as centered in on the MCU world, right? Like, for instance, take a look at Daredevil, right? Daredevil takes place in the MCU, and the biggest reference you get to the MCU is them briefly mentioning the New York incident, right? And obviously the bulletin newspapers that are pinned up on the wall in the background of set pieces that show the Tatari, you know, dead Tatar is laying on New York skyscrapers or dead on the streets and stuff like that. Right? There are very subtle hints to the wider Marvel universe, but the story is very much self-contained. Same thing with the older, you know, movies like Iron Man 1, Thor 1, Captain America 1, and even, you know, things such as, Captain America, you know, and the Winter Soldier, and stuff like that. Like, they were self-contained stories that had, yeah, references to the greater Marvel universe, but they didn't focus on the universe part so much. Like, Spider-Man, in my opinion, is one of, you know, the series, anyways, of MCU Spider-Man, is the most egregious when it comes to being like, hey, this is set in the MCU, you remember about the Avengers and stuff? Like, you've got Avengers Tower, you know, you've got, you know, Iron Man being there, or Doctor Strange and stuff, like, there's such a intense effort to be like, this is in the, you know, this is in the MCU, this is in the MCU, and it's like, we get it. You don't, like, for instance, take Moon Knight. Moon Knight didn't mention much about the greater MCU. Matter of fact, I don't even think that show said one thing about the greater MCU. That thing could have existed on its own. Completely. But the thing is, they need to focus on their characters and their own individual stories more than the world building. Like, Spider-Man PS4 is all about Spider-Man. Yeah, sure, Avengers Tower is in the background. You know, sure, you know, the Simkarian Embassy is in the game. Sure, the Wakandan Embassy is in the game. Sure, fucking the Sanctum Sanctorum is in the game. Like, these Marvel locations are in the game, but the game is around Spider-Man. And it doesn't feel like it's trying to make the world more important than Spider-Man, right? And same thing with the MCU, there's a lot of movies that make those important stories matter more than the world building. Post-Endgame especially, it's just all about the greater world, you know, and being like, this is part of the MCU and stuff, right? You know, you, like in WandaVision, you had, what was it, Kate Denson, or Kate, I didn't think her name was Kate, but, you know, one of the characters from Thor just shows up. In the show, and it's like, oh, this character still exists, you know? And, obviously, you know, with Hawkeye taking place in New York, of course, there's all, you know, there was the whole flashback scene to the first Avengers, which, of course, was important to Kate Bishop's story. I'm not denying that fact, but it still hammered home the fact of, like, this is in the MCU. Rather than focusing more on just the story. I would say Hawkeye did better than most of the series, especially on, like, the personal stuff, and building up that character relationship with Kate Bishop. And then you take something like, Ms. Marvel, you know? I personally enjoyed Ms. Marvel. I know a lot of people didn't, and that's fine. I didn't think Ms. Marvel was, like, groundbreaking or anything. I thought it was good for what it was, and introducing her character. But, you know, it's still one of these things where, like, we are going into an Avengers film where we don't give a fuck about half the characters on the roster. And I think that that's the problem, right? Because when we went into Avengers Infinity War and Endgame and we saw these characters die and get the shit kicked out of them by Thanos, we were, like, on the edge of our seats gasping, having, like, a fucking panic attack. They're in the theater because we care about these characters. We've been on their journey with these new Marvel characters. And I think because the MCU has set up Kang as, like, the next Thanos-level threat, but we're getting to Kang quicker than we got to Thanos, it doesn't have enough time to build these characters to a point where we're like, oh, I like this person, I relate to this person, or I feel for their situation. Instead, it's like, well, fuck, we gotta get to the next Avengers movie, so we gotta bring in some new characters, do some basic generic backstory, you know, origin shit, and let's just get them on the roster so we can get to the next big movie. And that, unfortunately, is going to make the next few Avengers movies very hard for me to get excited for. And that's the thing you guys, I think, gotta understand is, like, I'm more excited for Spider-Man 2, the fucking PlayStation video game, than I am the next Avengers movie. That's pretty crazy. I know it's a Spider-Man game, so there's bias because I love Spider-Man, but the story elements of that game, I feel like, are gonna be 10 times better than whatever the fuck is gonna be in, you know, the next few Avengers, unless Marvel can course correct. We do know Marvel is changing their, you know, Disney Plus structure and, you know, how they release stuff. And how they're gonna film stuff and check it and stuff like that, which originally what they were doing is they were greenlighting projects, they didn't have showrunners, they didn't, you know, do stuff, when it came to, like, reviewing episodes and stuff before putting it out. They just greenlit shit, put shit out, and then try to fix stuff via post, post-production, and it clearly wasn't working. There's just too much content going out. So Marvel needs to take a step back and take their time and just finish these projects and make decent, you know, quality shows and movies, because it's going to be very hard, you know, to put out an Avengers movie and be like, oh, we're going to make $1 billion when people don't give a shit about half your roster. I mean, imagine you go to an Avengers movie to watch three characters on a roster of, like, fucking 10 people. Like, that's That's not good, right? It doesn't drive people to want to go watch it. And like I said, I haven't watched a lot of Marvel content. I am lacking in a lot of Marvel content because I just don't care. I just don't care about the stories they're telling. Like I said, I've been watching DC more. And DC, in my opinion, you know, at least with some of their stuff, like The Batman, obviously, that came out the other year, and, you know, Blue Beetle, like, they did good stories for the characters, and they were very solid films. But when you look at Marvel, like, it's just, it's not good quality. And it upsets me because I've seen what Marvel's been able to do. But people, you know, have left Marvel writing teams and stuff, and now you gotta bring in all these new people, and it just isn't working. It's not working. And I'm very upset because I want Marvel to be at its peak again. I want Marvel to make movies that I actually want to go to the theater and sit down and spend my money and watch, right? But I can't. I don't go to the theaters to watch Marvel films anymore. I don't get Disney Plus to watch shows as soon as they drop. I literally will wait a fucking month or two after a series has been put on Disney Plus before I even touch it, before I even watch it, because I don't give a shit about the stories right now. Marvel hasn't done or earned the right to have me be excited about what they have coming. And they have to earn that back. And once they earn it back, I will then be like, listen, I'm excited for X, Y, and Z. Like right now, I'm excited about Five Nights at Freddy's. You know, we're a few weeks, you know, out from that film. I'm excited about it. I'm a little bit cautious about it because, you know, they said that reviews can't go out till the day after the movie releases. And it's releasing on day and date in theaters and on Peacock. So it is a little bit concerning as to what people think about that film. But at the end of the day, I want good Marvel content. And this Daredevil situation has taught us that when it comes down to the situation of the show, Marvel is reworking a lot, which is the good news. They're finally acknowledging the way they've been doing things hasn't worked, and they are changing things. That's the good news. The question now becomes, though, are the results going to be much better than they were before? And are the changes that they're making going to pan out? And only time will tell when it comes to how all that is going to play out. But ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast. I hope you all enjoyed, you know, this whole Daredevil thing broke. And obviously I was going to talk about it because I love Daredevil. But it goes to show that Marvel has a lot more problems they are dealing with internally than we thought. And for those of you on the main podcast, you know, I haven't talked about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 and stuff because ultimately, guys, I'm gonna be very quite frank with you and honest with you. Same thing with Marvel. I'm just not excited about a lot of the content coming out. And the reason that this podcast in particular has been very lackluster, I guess you could say, in content is because I just don't look forward to much anymore. Video games or movies, because we have just been handed dog shit after dog shit over and over again on both fronts that I just cannot sit here and get excited about stuff or talk about stuff. I remember back when this podcast was, you know, fresh and hot and we talked about the trailers in depth and gave theories and stuff, but now it's so hard to do any of that because I'm personally just not excited for a lot of the content that they're trying to put out. But ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the podcast. I'll have my link tree down below with all of my socials and whatnot. But thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you all in the next one.